you're back? Yeah, they always come back.
Welcome to another spicy episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast.
Sit back, relax, and let the ladies do all the work.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby and Dory.
Let me tell you something. This shit is for the motherfucking birds. Okay? My patience at 10 p.m. is not what it was at noon.
Man, that shit is under the rug.
It's non-existent.
That shit in the basement.
Basically. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby. And I'm back. I'm back with a special guest, with a guest that I hold very near and dear to me, to my heart. And he's joining me tonight to talk some shit on this bonus episode. I'm going to let him introduce himself because he's a big boy, you know. I need to introduce him, so, yeah.
What's up, y'all? My name is Ryan, Haiti Baby's little baby brother. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me and getting me on your shit, man.
Yo, it feels so weird, like baby brother, because you're a grown ass man, but you are my baby brother. So it just, yeah, it feels weird. Like, and guys, when I say brother, like I legit mean blood brother. Like, I don't mean like the way, you know, some females be saying like, oh, that's bro. Yeah. It's really not bro. Nah, this is bro.
We mean
blood.
Yeah, changed my diapers when I was a baby.
I changed his shitty ass diapers.
Basically raised me,
in other words. What's going on, bro? What's going on with you? How is the Sunshine State treating you?
Florida's pretty good. I can't complain. And this shit ain't nothing compared to New York, let me tell you. That's the first thing I always go with. But the past four and a half years, Florida been treating me like royalty. Some up and downs, but all this shit been shaping me, you know?
Good nonetheless.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yo, what's crazy is that you only made one appearance on the podcast, and that was on our second or third episode.
I believe it was your first episode, ma'am.
No, you wasn't on the... Wait, no. You wasn't on the first one. You were the second or third one. For sure.
I swear it was the first.
Mm-mm. But nonetheless, that was the last time he made an appearance, and that was 2020.
That was four years. Yeah.
That was 4 years ago. That was right before like you moved to Florida. No. You were visiting.
Here. Yeah, you flew me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So shout out to visiting. Haiti for doing that, man. You know.
Yo, did you fly Spirit?
I did fly Spirit. You want to know how I remember? Because it was a bumpy flight.
Of course. You know how you remember? Because you had to actually fly the plane. That's why.
Yeah. I had my best friend, co-pilot, chilling in the cockpit. Fucking
smoking. Mm-hmm. You was in there like, how high? Like Snoop Dogg and...
Yeah. What other airline you smoke in the cockpit?
Spirit.
It's crazy.
Now they got Frontier.
Frontier's I'm even sure. Because you're on the front lines of that shit.
Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck who calls me bougie. Like, I refuse to fly Spirit. You know how many times I ask people, like, because I'd be tempted because their flights are cheap. So I'd be tempted to just book a flight. And I'm like, damn, Spirit only got the ship like $80 round trip. So I start asking people, the same people, like, if they flew Spirit. And they're like, how many times are you going to ask me? I've told you, like, I've flown Spirit. I'm like, yeah, but, like, I want to hear something really, really good about it to convince me to book the flight. But everything I hear is always like so negative.
Yeah. I've never heard anything good about Spirit, and now Frontier, they building their own reputation. So
that shit is wish.com Spirit. Like no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. That's like having Amazon Prime and you buy your tickets on Amazon. Nah. I'm good.
Hell no, I'd rather just spend the money and just, you know what I heard that I don't remember where I heard this at, but they say that airlines buy, like, they buy, like, the airspace. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain, like, yeah, like, there's certain, like, spaces or something that are bumpier than others.
I've heard that.
Yep. You've heard that before?
Yeah, I've heard
so, that. Like, Spirit pays the cheapest, so that's why, like, their rides are always, like, very bumpy and a lot of turbulence.
Yeah, because they buy the airspace that got the most air pockets in them.
Right.
And that's why if you know, if you done flown Spirit at a decent price because you ain't trying to break your pockets, and you descend about 100 feet, yeah, you get what you pay for.
Right. I have a very, like, fear of flying. I get a lot of anxiety, so I can't, you know, I can't have, like, I can't be high anxiety up in the air. Like, I can't do it.
Nah, yeah, because where you going? You ain't got nowhere to go.
Yeah, that's why I'm scared, too, of, like, really flying, like, international. Well, you've flown international. Like, you've been to Colombia, you've been to, like, Europe and shit like that, but I haven't. So now, like, I'm planning a trip to Colombia for my 40th.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I know that flight is, like, 7-8 hours long.
It's, what are you, hold up, what are you flying?
I don't know yet because I haven't booked it, but I'm mentally trying to prepare myself because I really, really, really want to go to Colombia. Like, you've been to Colombia. Clearly, you're half Colombian.
Yeah.
And, you know, I heard it's really beautiful and I want to go visit.
Let me tell you something. Now that you mentioned that shit, and then now that I mentioned the air pockets, I remember, quick little 10-second story. When me and mommy, our dear beloved mother.
Right. Shout out to mama.
Yeah, shout out to Big Mama.
Mama!
Well, I remember when I believe it was either on our way or on our way back to New York. I got the window seat. Some old dude got the middle seat and mommy's on the aisle seat. We hit a deep air pocket. Boom. I'll never forget that day. Dude in the middle was probably like 65 years old. This motherfucker held my arm like his life depended on me. And me as a kid, I still have that kid adrenaline rush going through me. So I'm like hype and scared at the same time.
How old were you in that time?
That was about, I remember my father sent us out there to meet his family. So I want to say 2008.
Okay. But
yeah, 2007, I went to go see TD for the first time.
She was like 12, 13.
Yeah, roughly, yeah. Because I remember, for you wrestling fans out there, I remember I had my PSP with SmackDown versus Raw 2007. So,
oh shit, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a memory I'll never forget. That
would be me, and that's so embarrassing because everything goes viral nowadays and people pull out their phones for shit.
Yeah.
On flights, like the last thing I need to do is someone catch me out there, and I'm like,
and you actually just scrolling through TikTok one day and you just, hold the fuck up, that's me.
I'll be like that little, that meme with the little fat black kid. He's like, that's me.
Yeah.
You that's me.
That's why, you know, living in New York, you know, and especially in this generation, I'm a 96 baby, you know, because we already mentioned I'm 80s little baby brother. So I'm 96. And so, especially this generation, I tried my hardest. When World Star was still a thing, because World Star died out. Everybody was yelling, "World!"
Oh hell yeah, shit shut down.
Yeah, we, you know, us and me and my homies tried our hardest to stay off World Star. You know what I'm saying? Any viral events, you know. I feel now, like, instead of people just screaming World Star, you on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you might end up on fucking.
Yeah, now they probably yell out TikTok. That don't even hit. That don't even hit like World Star. World Star hits.
Yeah, World Star was a different. You heard World Star, you better start ducking.
If you heard somebody say World Star, that means the phone was out.
Yeah.
Something was going on. In New York City, something was always going on. Something's always still going on now. Like, you know.
You might end up in a corporate office. Somebody scrolling through fucking World Star.
Mm-hmm. But this is 52 was a good website.
This is a lot of shit. I've never heard of it.
This is 50, yeah. That was 50 Cent shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he used to post like on videos, and he used to do like a lot of skits, like funny skits, trolling and shit.
Oh, I wonder why he carried that over to Instagram.
Yo, yeah, 50 always been that way though. There's nothing new, like, bro. 50's always been a menace.
Yeah, 50, man. Let me tell you something. There's no better troll on the internet now, other than 50.
No, he's the biggest menace. And he doesn't care who it is. Like, he has no boundaries. He's coming for you. Yeah. And it's funny. It's funny. I don't care. Like, I be laughing at that shit.
Who's really you? Let me tell you something. You have beef with G Unit? It's Cliff for you. Don't even try. we're not talking about no fucking Top Dog versus OVO. We're talking about G Unit versus whoever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's over, man. G Unit, 50 Cent, Lloyd Banks.
Oh man, those were good times. I used to have a little G Unit velour outfit.
Oh brother.
Uh-huh. Rockaway. Oh, I thought I was the shit. Like 17, 18 years old. Gamble earrings. Couldn't tell me nothing.
Yeah. Those were the golden times, man.
Hell yeah.
Things done changed drastically.
Me and my friend, shout out to my homegirl Angelica. We used to just be walking the concourse from 198th in Grand Concourse on a hot summer day all the way down to 138. Yo, we used to just be outside just walking for no reason, like a bunch of fucking birds. Like,
that's the real definition of being outside.
We used to be outside. And it was just walking, like, because everybody used to be outside. So we used to just have like a nutcracker, walking and smoking and just talking shit and just like people watching and shit like that.
Yeah, man. Those were the best days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good times. And that was probably like, oh man, that was like 2002, 2003.
Definitely 20 years, more than at least 21, 22 years ago. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh yeah, because I started hanging out with her when I was like 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was outside with her like 17, 18 and shit like that. Yeah.
I remember being terrified of your big ass fucking Rottweiler.
Trinity, everybody was scared of my damn Rottweiler.
Yeah.
That was my baby, though.
That dog ain't playing. That dog put more fear in my heart than what my own father does. Shit.
Yeah, she was 100 pounds solid. Like, yeah, she was a big-ass dog.
Yeah, she was fucking...
I couldn't really, like, hang out with her, like, take her outside and really just because she would, you know, she would pull me like crazy. I couldn't really have outside like that.
I grew up that fear, though. I grew up that fear of big dogs, you know.
Those are some good times. Yeah, yo, wait. I got to get to this because, you know. Did you listen to Kendrick's This? I'm just so tired of
today
for my bae. Like, I'm just sick of it.
Yeah, so can I give you my input on it?
Okay. As long as you ain't... This is a non-Drake bashing podcast.
No. Listen, 1,000,000%. Drake is one of my top five. Shit, I remember being
smart man.
Yeah, I remember being in Wella's house over the summer. You remember that when I used to go to Wella's house over the shout out to our grandmother.
To Granny.
Yeah.
Boo.
She's the goat. I used to spend summers with her. I remember the longest I spent was like a month. I didn't want to go home.
Oh my God, you spent a month? I spent years.
Yeah, I know. I never wanted to leave that woman's house. Let me tell you something. But I remember seeing Drake. I mean, everybody can relate to this, obviously, because this is where he comes from. Degrassi. I remember
seeing Degrassi, yeah.
Degrassi. I remember he was
in the
wheelchair. Yeah. You know, but let's go back to the diss. So today, Kendrick, he dropped a diss where...
Euphoria.
Drake, yeah, Euphoria. I heard it this morning. Let me just say that in my opinion, we're all gonna have different opinions. K-Dot, who was an influential artist as well, you know, he has hit after hit. This song was more of a diss than what was it, Push-Ups?
Push-Ups?
Yeah, because this was more of a diss, and Drake's was more of a song. So that's my take on it. I think that Kendrick went stupid on this diss. Why? Because everything has to fall under the... You have to put everything together. It's like putting people a puzzle together. Kendrick's flow on this shit? Ridiculous. Some of the things he said... just like, you're gonna have to drop the bomb, bro. You're gonna have to drop.
No, I'm gonna have to say that I did like the song. I feel like he's coming for. It's like he's speaking. Like he said in the song, he's speaking. He not him, but for the culture.
Yeah.
Like for the people that don't necessarily like are not fans of Drake for whatever reason, and he's like, yo, I'm speaking for them.
Yeah.
Basically, like, yo, I hate the way you dress. I hate the way you talk. When he was naming all that shit, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He was like really saying, like, you know, you got enough black features to make up for your, you know, your lack of blackness and all of that shit. And I'm like, bro, and he was talking about something about his son.
I agree.
He was like, oh, you know, I'm not people trying to say I took too long to drop, something like that. And he was like, I'm busy raising a son. He was like, but you don't know nothing about that.
I agree.
Not him coming for, what's his son's name?
Adonis.
Yeah, now you coming for Adonis.
Don't talk to me like that. I like it when you like that. Nah, let me tell you something. North, way better than Adonis.
Yo.
Let me tell you something. When North dropped that shit with, yo, if you know, you know. If you know me, Haiti, you know that Kanye's my number one.
I know. I know. I'm like, you're a freaking Kanye stan.
Yeah. When it comes to Kanye, if everything from 04, I know Kanye been out since 96, my year.
Yeah, you was not trying to hear nothing about Kanye.
Yeah, don't tell me.
I remember you being a heavy Kanye fan. I remember you being a heavy ASAP fan too.
To this day.
I remember you heavy listening to it. And I, guys, I know this because, all right, so when I lived in the Bronx, my brother used to always come visit me. Like, he used to come visit me. We used to smoke. We used to listen to music. We used to watch The Office.
Yeah.
You actually put me down to watch The Office. That's the funny thing. And we used to just be talking hella shit, and he used to always be playing his damn songs in my house. I used to be like, what the fuck is this? Like, and it was always like, ASAP Rocky,
Travis Scott.
Yeah, you used to play a lot of Travis Scott. Play that Future album when it came out. I think it was Hendrix.
Hendrix, yes.
Yeah, you used to always be playing that shit in my crib too.
In my opinion, if you're a Future fan, cool. If you're not, cool. Hendrix, in my opinion, one of his best albums he ever dropped, besides Dirty Sprite 2. Anyways, continue.
He's like, anyway, go ahead. Yo, not for nothing, like, I kind of been liking Future lately. I don't know. You can't agree with me because I'm saying I like him in a different way than what you can agree with me on. I would need another female on here to agree or disagree with me.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I saw, like, some pictures of him, and I was like, okay, Future. I think I see the vision.
Listen.
I think I see it.
Listen, Future, I've been jamming to Future since Hannah Montana. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Hannah Montana.
Yeah, so since I didn't appreciate that Metro's not number one, in my opinion, as far as producers in the hip-hop rap industry. Because we have people like 808 Mafia, if you guys are familiar. Cool.
I don't know who's that. Who's 808?
Yeah, 808. You heard 808 Mafia.
Is that Don South shit?
He's part of a clique called Southside. Well, I mean, 808 Mafia is a clique, but his name is Southside. But if you heard 808 Mafia in the beginning of any...
Where they from?
They from Atlanta.
Oh, nah, I've never heard of them.
Yeah. 808 Mafia. I don't know if this was together. But you got TM88, then you got Southside. But when I saw Future called Gents, man, that shit broke my heart, man, because we got one of the best albums of all time, in my opinion, as well. What a Time to Be Alive. That's Future.
Oh, yeah, that's a good album, yeah.
A great album.
You know what makes me mad about the whole situation? That, like, is rumored to be over women.
Yeah. And it's not, like, it's not a rumor. That's 100% correct. Yeah. I was there.
And I do believe it. I do believe it just because of, like, man, like, we've seen Drake with so many different women throughout the years. Like, he's known for that.
Yeah.
Like, to be, like, this Lothario. You know what I mean? Like, and always be with different women. And you see them, like, one moment and then the next he's with another. So, I don't know. Like, I would hate for it to be like, to be over women. Like, what the fuck, dude?
It is very corny.
It is. Nah, all jokes aside, like, I love Drake and everything, but it's just corny. It's just corny that you allow. It's not even like women that's like, yo, that's my woman.
Right.
It's over like fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitches that really come and go, you know?
But nowadays, you can't really tell what's, like, everything's about money. So we don't know because we're the listeners, you know? And these are multi-millionaire, almost billionaires, you know, creating this shit. So it's like, we don't know if this is some type of promotion. We don't know what to expect. We're only, tomorrow's the 1st of May, right? Tomorrow's May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what to expect in 2024, you know? We don't know if this is a marketing strategy. We don't know what's true, what's not true. But I was very disappointed on Future Metro teaming up against Drake, and then you got J. Cole switch. Yo, what's up with J. Cole? J. Cole switching sides, like.
I don't know. I hit up my homeboy. He's like a huge J. Cole fan. And I just hit him with the, what happened? He knew exactly what I meant when I sent him that. I was like, yo, what happened? He was like, man, listen. He was so disappointed. He was like, I don't even want to talk about it. He was like, that shit was a sucker move. Like,
the biggest,
how would you do that? But
yeah, that.
But people have their own reasons for doing shit. You know what I mean? Some people in a certain space where they're like, oh, I don't really want to entertain the bullshit. But you in rap. Rap is competitive. Like, you always got to be with the bullshit.
Yeah, we didn't. Nobody expected that shit, but we knew through J. Cole's music that he was not built like that. You know, we never.
That's what he's looking like now. He looks hella weak.
You know, but we can't. We can't. This is where, you know, this current generation comes in too, because J. Cole been out since I was in high school. That's why he came out 2010, I believe, 2011.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
He was for the college kids. Like, he was repping the college kids.
Exactly. We can't, where he came from, what he's rapped about, what he's done for people's lives. That type of music, there's only a handful of people that we can say that rap the way J. Cole does and did, you know? I think it's just a very mixy situation, and I hope Drake don't drop a J. Cole diss, because I know J. Cole ain't going to respond to that shit. He won't respond to that shit.
Nah, he won't. He probably going to let everything die down. I can't even say that he will come on and talk about it, because he's never really been a guy to talk about shit. He's never been in the mix. J. Cole just never really been like that.
Yeah.
He never been that dude in the mix. Like, he'll come out, drop an album, and he go back to hiding. Right. Like, I don't even really see him do interviews, and then he comes out when he has the Dreamville Festival, and then he goes back into hiding.
Shit, he might.
So that's kind of how, just kind of like the reputation he has, being like really non-problematic. So
he might just call for a meeting in the middle of Dreamville.
Yo, what's crazy is that if I would have been like one of his boys, I would have been like, because I'm so, I have like such a like loyal character, and like. Like, if I'm, you one of my peoples, like, I make your problem my problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ooh. So I would have been out there like, yo, you gonna let him say that shit? Nah, hold up. Because he got his camp.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He got Jid. He got Boss. Like, shit. Even Ari Lennox, I would have been hitting notes, like, talking shit. You know?
Y'all making, y'all on tour together, making billions of dollars. If I make money with you, if you help me find a way to make a million or a couple million, and I help you find a way to make a couple million, and then you got people like taking shots at us, it's,
it makes the whole camp look weak type shit.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
But all in all, let's see if this is going to be a back and forth between Kendrick and Drake. Let's see if Drake drops something or keeps trolling on Instagram. I don't know.
Well, let's see. Because even Rick Ross was in the mix and he was trolling for a little bit too. Rick Ross is funny, but I thought it was kind of corny. Like,
he's corny. He's in love with Drake. Like that's his. Drake is his fantasy man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rick Ross is weird.
You think so?
I think that Ricky Rose is
Officer Ricky, like 50 used to Officer call him.
Ricky.
Officer Ricky.
Yeah, he's bugging. He need a chill.
I was like, oh, where you came from? Like, just go back to where he was at. They were talking money shit though. They were talking about like Rick Rose, that's what he talks. He talks big money shit. So you talk about, oh, who got the flyest house, who got the biggest house, who got the baddest bitches, who got the best luxury car. Like, that's the type of bullshit they talk. That's the type of banter they do.
Yeah.
Definitely out of my tax bracket.
Definitely. I have a problem spending fucking $5 on coffee. You think I'm going to sit here and argue with you about money? I buy Starbucks every fucking morning. I got a problem.
I wish that was a problem I had. Like, oh, I got to wake up and talk shit to somebody that, you know, that has the same amount of money I do or close to it. Like, what? Let me tell you something. You couldn't pay me to pay anyone attention if I was a millionaire. Right. Like, I would be the most unbothered person ever. I would not respond to anyone, bruh.
Yeah, I wouldn't even.
I would not respond to anyone. Like, what? What they said? Oh, like, whatever. I don't care. I would pay people not to tell me the bullshit that other people are saying.
Yeah, but you know.
Like, I don't want to know. Don't step foot in my mansion telling me shit that people are saying about me. I don't care.
You know what's my personal problem? It's the Capricorn in me. You say something to me, You best believe you gonna hear something back.
You are your mother's child.
What you say to corny?
You are your mother's child. That's
I don't give a fuck.
Petty. She's petty. You petty.
Yeah.
Capricorns are petty.
I'm the epitome of petty.
Yeah, exactly.
You could call me the EP, no mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shut up.
The epitome of petty. You know?
Yeah, no. I'm not going to say I'm not petty. I can be, but it takes so much energy for me. Like, I just be, but you know why? Because I be ready to take it there.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I be ready to take it there. Like, I go 0 to 100, and it's like, now I don't want to talk shit. Now I want to fight you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, and that takes a lot of energy. So it's like, I don't even want to do it.
Right.
That was like with the whole Quavo and Chris Brown shit. The shit Chris Brown said, I was like, nah, Quavo, you got to fight him.
Yeah.
Y'all got to fight to the bloody death, like gladiator days, for real.
Yeah, ain't no way you're going. What was Takeoff to, because I'm, this is a complicated ass trio too.
He was, Takeoff was the nephew.
Oh, Takeoff
was Quavo's. Mm-hmm, was Quavo's nephew.
Offset is Quavo's uncle, or is Quavo?
No, he's just a cousin. They call him cousin, but he was just, I think he was just somebody that grew up around him since he was kids. Like, Takeoff's mom took him in, and
oh, okay.
Like, they all grew up together.
Sound like some down south shit.
Yeah, but Quavo's brother, he's the brother of Takeoff's mom.
Oh, I see. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something, Chris Brown. This goes to I'm not familiar with the podcast. I don't know it by heart, by the post that they posted the other day. About the R&B singers.
Mm-hmm.
You got singing niggas doing better than the rap niggas.
Yeah, that was.
But Chris Brown can. Oh, he could. He was. Like I always say this. I've been a Chris Brown fan as well. I'm not a fan. I would, you know, the term I would use more loosely is, you know, supporter, because Chris Brown been out since, what, 07? And when he dropped Fan of a Fan with Tyga, which is back in, like, what, 2011, 12? He was spitting on that shit. That's the album that comes with Ayo. Ayo was a hit on that. He had another one. But he was spitting on that shit. And he had freestyles on the radio. boom, look that shit up on YouTube. Chris Brown could fucking rap.
Nah, he came for him. He came for his entire existence. For his entire existence.
And Quavo.
Like, I would be so, like, I would be super embarrassed if I was like Quavo's girl or the shorty he was fucking with. Like, yeah. Damn, bro. Like,
I would have put Patrick high under a rock.
Got you out here looking crazy. Like, you gotta fight him.
Like I said,
you gotta find out where he's gonna be at the next event and you gotta throw him. It's gotta be an on site type of thing. For real, for real.
Yeah.
On site. Cause now you was talking crazy wild.
And Quavo's comeback was weak. In my opinion, it was weak.
It was.
It was weak.
And you know what was weak too? That weak ass bitch, Sweetie. She tried to post like, I guess he couldn't make another meet. Something like that. And it posted a screenshot on when Quavo DM'd her or something. Yo, there's nothing I hate more, and I really do hate this from the depths of my soul. I hate women that post screenshots on social media of like shit that men have said to them.
It's a very corny thing.
I think that's so super, I'm sorry, that's super lame and that's super corny. Like, why do you do that and try to like, you know, say like, oh yeah, look at this guy, like he's corny, he was trying to talk to me, oh he's a lame, he keep doing this, keep doing that. Like, what does that do for you?
I know a couple women that probably are that upset with me and then posted the screenshot message that I sent them saying I don't want to talk to them no more. And I wouldn't doubt it. There's a lot of women out there like that do that corny shit. That shit is super corny.
Yeah, no. You know? Posting that shit on social media for engagement or just to, like, feed your own ego. I think that shit is super lame. Super lame and super corny.
Or just look for attention. Just to have your friends, you know, in the mix too. Like, that shit is wack.
Yeah. Like, if I had a homegirl that do that shit, like, I'll tell her. I'll be straight up. Like, why are you even doing that? That shit is... You're a bird for that.
Yeah, but a lot of people nowadays don't know what privacy is, don't care about their privacy, don't care how they look. They just do what they do and expect to be applauded for it, so...
Yeah, social media, attention, social media, all of that is like, that's a drug. It's really considered a drug because some people are just like so addicted to the attention.
That's that dopamine.
You know, yeah, they like, yeah, yeah, for real. It's like a rush, you know, the compliments they get, the likes they get from posting a picture and being told, you know, how beautiful they look, the validation. You know, sometimes like, you know, I'm heavy on Twitter or whatever. Sometimes I'm like scrolling and I see some people like post the most personal and at the same time, like, dumbest shit ever that shouldn't be tweeted. Like, that type of information shouldn't even be exposed to the world. Like, you shouldn't even be letting the world in on some of the shit that you tweet because it's so personal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would just feel so exposed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, putting that type of information out there. But some people just, I don't know, they're just, like, addicted to sometimes just, like, the sympathy that they get from people depending on what they post, the attention. It's crazy.
A lot of people,
it's just super corny.
They do shit with no pride or no shame on their face.
Nah, bro.
I can never be me.
Yo, you post like once a fucking one picture a year.
On
you don't post shit on Instagram, bro.
No, everything for me is strictly stories. I gotta take a good flick and feel it, you know? And
then, yeah, you don't post it. Like, you're not on Twitter. You're not like...
I'm on Twitter for other reasons, but, you know, as far
but
as...
But you're not heavy on Twitter, like...
Nah.
Like, engagement and actually, like, engaging with people and shit like that.
I'm on Twitter for other reasons, but... you know how Twitter is nowadays. But I'm mostly on TikTok, you know. I'm good with content creation. I do a lot of content. You know me, bro. I do a lot of streaming.
You're really good. Yeah. Listen, if my brother here wasn't so far, like, he would definitely be responsible for like photography when it came to the podcast, like video editing. Cause he's really like amazing at that. You're really, really good at that.
Thank you.
He would be very heavily involved with this podcast if he wasn't so far.
Yeah. But I,
yeah.
I decided to take my talents over to.
Okay, LeBron. Fashion. Like,
I don't know. I mean, as far as, you know, my creativity process, like over to fashion designing. And so, yeah, I'm going to be dropping that clothing line very soon. So.
Listen, don't let your talents go to waste. As they said in the Bronx Tale, in the words of Sonny.
Right.
Wasted talent. Right. It's sad.
Yeah, wasted talent is sad, though. Yeah. It really is. That's the talent is a God-given gift, you know?
So many talented people in the world, and they just never put it to use. That sucks.
Yo, excuse me.
Let's get into the shit. You said you had a story for me.
I had a story. Yeah. So let's dive into that. Let's
dive into that story. I want to hear it.
So I don't know I'm pretty sure you get a lot of feedback, right? So, I mean, I want to start off with, okay, so you're my big sister, right? I want to start off with a couple questions, or maybe just one. Because I saw you post this the other day. And so it made me, I chuckled a little bit.
Not chuckled.
I chuckled.
You know? So I posted it on my story?
I think it was your story or like a reel.
Okay.
And I think it was one of those that you was doing like different scenes and you was putting in different places. And one of the scenes where it was in your fridge and you opened the fridge and you kept talking. So anyway.
Oh, okay, okay. So yeah, it was on the morning after. Okay.
Yeah. So one of the things that stood out to me the most was you mentioned, and I quote, "If you're my man, I'm going to be stalking your Instagram or social media." So.
Yes.
Let me dive in, right? For the fellas, at least, I mean, I could be the only fella feeling like this. A lot of you dudes like this type of shit. Me, throw that shit away, pack it up, take it in the doggy bag. Not for here. It's to go. Go somewhere else. So let me dive into this story. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I want to say approximately about 2 weeks ago, right? I'm very active on these dating apps. I don't know if anybody else is familiar. Facebook has a dating section, and then along with these other dating applications, as far as
I know
G-Spa, Hylian,
yeah, my homegirls be on there. Mm-hmm, I know.
Yeah, so I had met a lovely individual. She's beautiful. In my opinion, she's beautiful. If you know me, Hayley, you know me, I got a thing for pretty girls, you know?
No, yeah, all your girls have been very, very pretty.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I got a thing.
Crazy, but very pretty.
So that's one of many things that caught my attention, okay? She's very down to earth, you know, very vocal. We had a lot of things in common. So at least 3 days in, mind you, I'm in a certain part of Florida. Florida's big. Florida's a big state. Never met her in person. She stays about 5.5-6 hours away from me.
So she's like south? She's like north, southern?
By Tallahassee.
Oh, okay.
So she's a little closer to Georgia, you know, Alabama, but she stays in Tallahassee.
Okay.
No names will be mentioned, but anyway, so
it's like the privacy of these people in the story.
Yeah. I'm also not trying to embarrass anybody. I'm just explaining my side of my experience, which I did not like nor appreciate. Anyway, so, you know, 3 days in, you know, conversation going good. We active on FaceTime. When I come home from work, 5-6 hours on FaceTime. Cool. 3-4 days in, she asks me a question. The question is, "Oh, do you mind turning on your location?" I said, "What you mean? What do you mean turn on my location?" She's like, "Yeah, just turn on your location. I'm gonna turn on my location." All right, cool. Me, the lover boy that I am, I'm like, you know, girl seems like a nice girl. I could see some type of progress between us. You feel me? And this if I'm talking to you or if I'm dating you, I'm dating for future progression. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You're not dating for sport.
Yeah. Right. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let's say it ain't nothing. So fast forward, okay, we're cool. A couple days
later. But you did turn your location on for
her. Right. I did turn on my location, yes.
Okay.
It was on hers, cool. All I do is work, come home, do what I gotta do, run errands, XYZ, you know. So okay, a couple days later, she hits me with so who's that you're following? I just saw somebody that was recommended, and the only person we have as a mutual is you. I said, who are you talking about? Like, where is this coming from? Uh-huh. She sends me a screenshot. Oh, who's this girl? I'm like, excuse me? She's like, oh, who is this? How you know her? How long have you known her? Where you know her from? I said, hey, yo. Hold up. You just asked me 5 questions in the same message. Like, is it okay if I send you separate messages as far as my answers go? You know what I'm saying? Like, anyways, so she sends me a screenshot of you know who, my previous.
Okay.
Not the one that just, you know, but the previous one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, bro, that's one of my homies. Like, by the way, who that person will go on name? We reconnected, and so we're friends now. We're cool. We're cool. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, we addressed everything that happened in that relationship, and so we let bygones be bygones. But we're cool. We're cordial.
Okay.
She's like, oh, how you know this person? Where you know them from? I'm like, that's one of my homies from New York. I was born and raised in New York, so that doesn't mean I'm not gonna have homies over there. I know a lot of people in New York. Okay. Cool. I explained that to her. Oh, I don't want you following them. Oh, matter of fact, she asked me, have you
ever... This is still 3 days in, or this is like maybe like a week now?
And this may be like a week, like a weekend. Yeah, like a week and like 2 days in.
Oh, no. Yeah, Shorty's bugging. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I'm like, she asks me, so did you guys have like any sexual relations? I don't have no reason to lie to you. I always keep it a bug, you know? Yeah, we had sexual relations, but that was years ago, you know? Oh, but how would you feel if I had a dude, blah? I'm like, yeah, but you see, I wouldn't ask you if you had sexual relations with the dude. That's none of my business. Yeah, but how would you like it if I told you? I'm like, but why would you go out your way to tell me that? And mind you, I wouldn't put you in a situation that would lead me to ask you that. You know? So, okay, cool. Every day she'll hear me with something new. Oh, why are you not answering my text messages on time? Bitch, I'm working.
Girls, don't take that personally. He has always been that way. He always takes long to answer the text messages. He's dry on text message. He's nonchalant as fuck. He's always been that way. It's not you.
That's me. You take it or you leave it. You know what I'm saying? It's like going shopping. You don't like something you like? All right, then leave it. Cool. You know? That piece of fabric is not going to be upset because you didn't decide to buy it. Yeah. Anyways, so...
So you ended up dating her after that, or...?
There were more situations that led to...
She was basically stalking you? Did you end up turning off your location after you started questioning?
I've turned it off 3 times. But me being a sucker and being, you know, very optimistic, where we have conversations like, yo, I don't like this shit, you need to chill, blah, blah, blah. Multiple things were said as far as on my side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, I work on it. I'm just, you know, this is the problem, too, where a lot of women bring their trauma from past relationships, they come across a good dude and they bring that trauma into the new relationship where it's like, me personally, I don't give a fuck what you went through. Of course, it's going to be spoken about at a certain point in time, but do not bring that shit into our relationship or something that we're building. If it's something traumatic, yeah, we got to have a nice little sit down. We could talk about it. I'm going to hear you out. You know, I'm going to just let you talk because this is your traumatic event. There's no input. You know, I could just reassure you that wouldn't happen in the relationship that we're trying to progress in. Right. As a man, that's just what the most I can do. Reassurance is key, you know. And so, oh, this is what I went through in that relationship. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not that nigga. Like, you can't be asking me who I follow, why I follow them, how I know them, and where I know them from. Because that shit not cool. I'm sorry.
Yo, was that the girl that, like, I seen you post on your story?
Yes.
She was really pretty.
She was really pretty, yes. Very pretty.
Fucking basket case.
But she was...
See, but this is the difference, right? I'm not going to co-sign that bullshit because it's like a weekend or whatever, right? But, and I agree with you about bringing like past trauma into your relationship, you actually lose good people in general. You lose good people when, you know, you don't get past your own bullshit. But that's neither here or there. Yeah, when I made that video about stalking your social media, stalking is a little bit, I'm using that loosely, but I do like to study people, like when I'm into them. And I mean like study like in, you know, I care about like how you perceive yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like on social media, like how you're perceived, that's I should say, how you're perceived, like, you know what I mean? Like I don't wanna see like some shit where it's like you acting like you're
single.
Like you're a single person, but you know what you would not have like behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like I feel like that's just a slap in the face.
And there's levels to that shit. There's levels.
Yeah. I take that to me. I feel like that's a slap in the face to what we have. Right. Because you're portraying something and you're acting like someone that's not. But then again, like social media and a lot of people do shit for engagement and they do shit for the laughs and whatever, you know, just the talking, you know, talking shit or whatever. That's cool. You know what I mean? Especially if I met you that way, you know?
Right.
But I feel like there needs to be, you need to draw a line where it's like, you know, you are who you are, but at the same time, like, show me some respect. I'm big on that. Like, show me some, you know what I'm saying? Like, show me respect.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
You know? And that's something that builds, that also builds. That's all part of building whatever it is that you're building with a person. Right? Right. Because you can't expect me to know how you move in a relationship and you can't, like, how I move. We're learning about each other as days go by. So I'm learning what you like, what you don't like, and you have to learn about what I like and what I don't like either. I don't want to control you. I don't want to control you because I don't want to be controlled. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I know how to move. I know how to be a woman in a relationship. So I'm going to show you that respect. And I'm going to draw those lines where I need to draw them with who I need to draw them with. You never have to be like, you know, what the fuck are you doing? Or you acting like this, and you're not in my presence. Or when you're on social media, you acting up. And if I ever do, address it. And we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to move on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be dismissive. Like, you shouldn't feel like that. I can't tell you how to feel about something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, that's just how I see things. And when I say stalking, of course, I do it for, you know, because I'm silly and I'm just trying to be funny. But, yeah, I've been guilty of that shit. I sent a screenshot. Yeah, no shame. Like, what are you doing? And it's mostly based off that. Like, don't beef. Don't act funny. I know that sounds funny. Like, you know, people say that, like, don't act funny. Don't play with me. But that's really how I mean it. Like, don't play with me. Like, don't act funny because I don't want to be funny. I'm too old to try to be funny. You know what I mean? Like, to try to match what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to stoop to that. Like, all right, you want to be funny, or let's both be hilarious. I don't want to do that. I want to respect you. I want you to respect me. And if I feel disrespected or be played with, like, I want to be able to express that and feel comfortable that you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to try to work on that. You know what I'm saying? Because I care about what we're building and what we're doing. And that's it. Be you, I'll be me, and I'll be good, and you be good, and you won't get no screenshots from me. That's it.
Well, crib, you got the gate. Look, beware of dog. No, but like I mentioned, there's levels to that shit, you know. But me, you know, I'm only 28, and I don't. And this is my preference. I don't like women older than me. You know, I only like women about my age or a little younger, of course, older than 21, you know. And it's like when I come across this individual, she's 24, you know, and there's obviously a lack of maturity there. And then obviously you bring trauma from your past, which got nothing to do with a motherfucker like me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, respect me, because at the same time you doing that, you're disrespecting me. You know, you're it's almost offensive where you're questioning my loyalty. You don't even know me. I've never even met you in real life. I haven't met you physically though.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold up.
I'm holding.
Flag on the play.
Yes, ma'am.
You never met this woman in person?
And I'm going to emphasize this. I have never met this individual in real life physically.
Nah.
She is wildin'.
Not only that, you have a little bit of fault in that as well.
I do.
I'm gonna hold you accountable. I'm hold you a little bit accountable to the bullshit. I take
all accountability for entertaining it and looking for a better outcome, because you know we all commit mistakes. We're human. Absolutely.
You saw something in her that you thought this could be somebody that I rock with for a bit.
Exactly.
And especially, you said y'all were having 6-hour phone conversations. There was something there that you really liked about her.
I'm talking about 6-hour plus. Oh, yo, babe, we fall asleep on the phone? Yeah, we fall asleep on the phone. You know what I do? I wake up, go to work, do my thing, come back. We fall asleep on FaceTime.
I've been there. I've had the 6, 7, 8-hour conversations. I've only done that shit with 2 people in my life. 2 people. Mm-hmm. That I really, really hit it off with. So we were on that level where it's like, all right, I see more for us, you know, boom, boom, boom. Like, we really, really, really hit it off. So I get that part. But she definitely showed her ass, and she showed her red flags very, very early on. 3 days in, yo, I would expect for you to have your representative showing up at least for the first 3 months.
Yeah.
You couldn't even hold it down. Representative couldn't even hold it down for 3 months.
Yeah. Let me also
that shorty was going to be a problem.
Yeah, let me also mention there's another female that I used to talk to that I never met in real life. She lives in Queens, New York, mind y'all. I live in Florida. I'm in Florida, but yeah, 4.5 years. I don't plan on going back to New York. There was a female, another very pretty. She's pretty. Oh my God, like prettier than this individual, in my opinion. Where, you know, we talked for a little bit. She has a kid. She has a baby daddy. So it looked like a baby daddy in my life. Sometimes not really. One day we're cool type of shit. So then I'm a hoe around. I put it like that, you know, because that's what it looked like to me. She's young. Around the same age, 24, 25, maybe a little younger, 23-ish. Cool. We talked a couple months ago, you know, cool. So that Instagram story that you're speaking of, that you saw me posting my story, this individual that I was talking to, the crazy one, same situation. She got requested by the female that I'm talking about, that I used to talk to. She requested to follow her. this girl that I was talking to, the crazy one, was she accepted the request.
Wait, so crazy number one requested crazy number two.
No, opposite. Crazy number two, I guess she saw my post, and I guess she followed her because she was pretty. Listen, this generation is fucked up. You see a pretty girl? The other pretty girl that you know of is going to follow her because they're pretty. Oh, no, yo, you bitch, you so pretty, blah, blah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, girl, you so pretty.
Oh, you pretty too. Oh, yeah, thank you. And then pretty all of a sudden.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? So, this crazy, no, she's not crazy, but pretty. I'm going to say crazy number one and pretty number two, which is okay. Queens, the Queens, New York one. Pretty number two is Queens, New York. Pretty number two, I guess she saw my story, went through my followers. I don't talk to her no more. Like I said, she has that baby daddy drama. One day they're good, one day they're not. So pretty number two, I guess, went through my followers. She had to have been, but I'm just assuming she went through my followers, found her, requested to follow her. Pretty number two had posted, you know how people post from the iMessages a message, and if you hold down to react, it'll blur everything out?
Yeah.
Okay. She had posted a picture, pretty number two, on her story of somebody sending her a message on my iMessage, and she held it down for the reactions since it blurs everything out, and she screenshotted it, right? Which obviously wasn't me. I don't speak to this individual, pretty number two. So when pretty number two requested crazy number one, I guess crazy number one saw that story that day, ironically.
And she thought it was you.
She thought it was me sending her that message. So I'm like, why all of a sudden you follow pretty number two? Because I'm just curious. Mind you, crazy number one is bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And me as a man that I am, I'm very old school. I like straight women. I don't like bisexual women. That's not my thing. I've never had a threesome with two women who are bisexual. No, that's not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, I'm very old school. Coming from where I come from, how I was raised especially, that's just not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then crazy number one goes, oh, so that was you and her in her iMessage. Oh, I can't believe it. You a dog, nigga. I'm like, well, you know, you got one thing right. I could be a dog, but I wasn't being a dog to you. Because I saw something in us. Genuinely, I saw something in us. You know? And, you know, that went from there. That's another thing added to the story. You know? And then crazy number one goes to, so here's the thing. Crazy number one posted a picture of me on her story. Pretty number two hearted.
Sees it.
Yeah, she saw it. She hearted picture of me. Crazy number one goes to inbox or DM. Pretty number two. Oh, why did you heart my story? Oh, because I like seeing people in love. Okay, that was pretty number two. Her response. Crazy number one goes, oh, but do you know him? Oh yeah, we used to talk. Okay, and then crazy number one comes to me like, oh, you used to talk to her, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, we used to talk.
How the fuck do y'all know each other?
what you want me to sit here and lie to you? That's what you want. Like, you want me to lie to you? No, I'm going to tell you. I told you, yes, we used to talk, but
she wants to soothe her own feelings with your lie.
It's almost like she wants me to say some outrageous shit. You know what I'm saying? Which that's not going to happen because, like I'm saying here right now, I've never met this individual, pretty number two. I've never even met both physically. You know?
Yo, that's a lot for a guy that they don't need, like they never even met, that they never slept with, that they never did nothing with. Except for like just phone calls. Like that's wicked.
And listen, this is for the fellas that listen. You know, you may be younger than me, older than me, whatever age range you in, do not be fooled by the pretty face. The pretty face holds more baggage than what Spirit or Frontier allows you in with. That is a guarantee. I promise you that. I've been through it. All of my exes are pretty women. And the amount of baggage they came with is not enough for the flight.
Pretty women have more baggage than Spirit. That's funny.
Yeah, excuse me. It's more than enough for the flight. You know, it's going to start weighing the plane down. We're going to hit the air pocket and we're all fucked. You know what I'm saying?
This plane is going down.
Yeah, that's all I could say.
So, all right. So they're both cut off. That's it.
No, yeah. Pretty number two been cut off. She got that baby daddy drama. 2 days are good. She posting them on dates. He took her out. Whatever, whatever. I ain't feel no way about it because
she was trying to fill in the in between. You know, whatever you do in between the breakup, you break up with somebody, then you start doing something in between. You know, you're gonna get back with them.
Yeah.
But you just kind of want to like make them feel away.
You just send in the DMs, and then when y'all good, you delete the message. Like, come on, man. We all been there.
Yeah, yeah.
Been there. And then crazy number one. She got it the worst because I'm not going to hold myself back neither. Like, I don't give a fuck what you went through. Don't make me go through that shit. I got enough shit on my plate. I'm not looking for a bigger plate to fit you, fit your shit on it. Nah. I'm trying to get off the plate, the current plate that I have. I'm good with the size plate that I have. Make me go shopping for a fucking... You know what I'm saying? Like a
in a caldero.
Yeah, I'm not looking for a caldero. I'm not looking for a salteng. I'm not looking for nothing. I'm not looking for a cooking board. You know what I'm saying? Start chopping shit up. Nah. Don't bring the baggage that you had in your past relations or past whatever into your new experiences because it's gonna fuck you up. And this goes for anybody, women or men. Like it's a sensitive topic because a lot of women, for example, women, they go through a lot of shit too. Men do too. Men go through a lot of mental, you know, I feel like nowadays, obviously, it's a little easier for women to, you know, gain attention and whatever, whatever. But men, on the other hand, you know, they go through shit where, you know, they're less appreciative coming from the, you know, the women perspective. And men just got to try a little harder to try to execute the things that they're looking to execute in. You know what I'm saying? As far as attention goes.
There's a lot of things when it comes to men. It's not really, it's body. Men are not appreciated enough. Yeah. It's not spoken about enough.
It sucks.
When it comes to men and mental health. There we go.
Yeah. It sucks. But, you know, hopefully we reach a day and age where it's somewhat equally balanced and neutral, you know.
Now with them crazy bitches, you better leave them crazy bitches alone. And this is coming from a crazy bitch herself.
Mind you, let me just mention this. Last thing. She's a Capricorn, late January.
Oh, my Lord.
So this is my perfect example. There's two sides of every sign.
Wait, she's December?
No, she's late January.
Oh, so she's on the leaning a little bit to Aquarius?
Yeah, she's Capricorn. Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Nah, bro.
But said and done, I had to...
So, in other words, the dating scene in Florida is just as murky as it is up north.
Yep. It's like diving into a lake and you see a crocodile that you think, oh, look at the crocodile.
That was very Floridian of you. Yeah. You know, damn crocodile.
You see a little baby crocodile? That motherfucker will chop your arm off. You think not? That's me diving into the lake and the crocodile is a crazy motherfucker.
Mm.
Yeah.
No. That's what I said. That was very Floridian of you to use Crocs.
Yeah.
I don't. Perfect.
It's the perfect. the greatest comparison I could use.
Yo, for real. Over here, we'll say rats. Say rats. That's our
You go with rats or roaches. Either one's gonna apply.
Facts. The rat has become the city animal of New York City.
They should just throw a rat on the New York State flag.
They need to throw a freaking atomic bomb in New York City. And you know what? We'll probably all die and the rats will survive.
Yeah, I was just gonna say,
because that's life.
How long
the rats and the roaches will live and we all die.
Yeah, roaches been around for a million years. Ain't no nuke gonna kill these niggas. Like it's...
No, they say that when if a nuclear bomb was to drop and kill everyone, the only thing that will survive would be the roaches. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Shit, sign me up. How do you translate?
How you become a roach?
Yeah, I'm a roach.
I mean,
what else?
You know, There's some human roaches
around. Yeah. I don't know if you get that deep into these episodes. Nah.
We gonna end it with that. You're gonna come back again, and we're gonna keep talking shit for part two.
Yeah, part two.
That's what we're gonna do. And this time it will be video. Let's see. We'll get it together. I'll work my techie shit and make it happen. But we're going to end it with that. Thank you so much, baby bro, for joining me tonight on this bonus episode. I really, really, really appreciate it. I love you tremendously.
I love you too.
Guys, you already know to find the Ladies Pitch podcast on all streaming platforms. You can find this, as always, on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. So you can find a podcast. You will find the Ladies Pitch podcast there. We will be back soon. Hopefully, we'll be on our break for much longer. But in the meantime, you have about 150 plus episodes to catch up on. And yeah, and join us with the shits. As always, this is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby. We'll catch you on the next one. Baby bro, peace.
Yes, sir. Peace. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course.
Thanks for tuning in to Ladies Pitch Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on all streaming platforms. Find us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and follow us on Twitter at Pitch718. See y'all next week.
Bye-bye.